It's the start of a new year, and that means setting a resolution and trying to stick to it. And one of the most popular goals for 2026 is to cut down on screen time. With that in mind, a lot of people are putting their phones down and trying to read more books this year. But what books should you choose, and how can you try and make sure you're still reading come this December? I'm Jason Acuna, and this is Unbothered by WFSU. So I'm joined today by my guest co-host, Evan Rossi. Hello, Evan.
Hey there, Jason.
So, Evan, have you been reading any good books lately?
I have. I'm a pretty big reader. I try to read, I don't really set out for a number, but I try to read a good pile of books every year. I just finished the most recent and probably final novel from Thomas Pynchon that's called Shadow Ticket, which is a sort of a detective novel set in the 1930s, but that doesn't begin to scratch the surface of it. It's a good one. It's a weird one. In the last couple of months of 2025, I also finished reading Reasons and Persons by Derek Parfit, and that's more of a heady philosophical text on the nature of being.
So you're an avid reader, you would say?
I would say I'm an avid reader.
Absolutely. So it seems that there's a large number of people trying to join you in that group of being an avid reader this year, and they are trying to put their phones down and pick up a book.
Well, I'll never argue against that.
So I sat down with one of our local bookstore owners to find some tips and advice for people looking to get back into reading this year.
Outstanding.
Hi, my name is Alex Spencer. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm the owner of Common Ground Books in Tallahassee, Florida.
Well, hello, Alex. Thank you so much for joining me today to talk about reading. I'm really excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I'll just jump right into the questions. So my first one is, a lot of people this year are wanting to kind of get off of their screen and spend less time on their phone and on their computer and TV. And so they're looking to get into things that don't involve screens. And one of the biggest things is reading. And so how can those looking to get back into reading more often kind of build out a good reading list?
First of all, I would just like to say that that's great. Reading is a fantastic pastime, and as we all know, books don't run out of batteries. So that makes it easy on the go and to just have around. For those wanting to get back into reading, my number one piece of advice is to find something that you enjoy reading. Like, asking for recommendations is always great, but finding something that you enjoy. Some people love reading rom-coms, and that's perfectly fine. It's great if it's something that you're willing to read and stick to. It doesn't necessarily have to be what is considered highbrow fiction or literature. Just find something that you want to read and start there.
I do have one follow-up question off of that. What would you recommend in terms of book length, maybe, for someone with their first book getting back into reading? Because I know that sometimes if you pick up a 600, 700-page book, it can be kind of daunting. Would you recommend maybe starting on a shorter book, or just diving right into whatever is interesting them at the moment?
I mean, once again, it depends on the person. Some people love reading the epic fantasies that are 900 pages long, or like a series of books. Other people like shorter fiction. Anthologies, like short story collections, are a great place to start. Most books run from like 200-300 pages. So it's a lot less daunting than some of those epic fantasies. And so it depends on what you want to read. Honestly, I'm the type of person that likes to read like the first couple pages of a book. And if it doesn't grip me, chances are I am not going to finish it. And I know that. So I try to read a few lines and see if it's something that like catches my attention, and I go from there. But yeah, so like short stories and shorter fiction is definitely a great place to start, especially if you feel like you're going to get overwhelmed with a longer, more epic story.
And so are there any new or upcoming releases we should kind of be on the lookout for people looking to get back into reading?
I mean, our bookstore is a very specialized, we specialize in more LGBT and radical fiction. So from that front, I can definitely tell you there's this current series of gay hockey books that everybody's really into. For those that don't know, the Heated Rivalry series that just came out, I believe, is based off of a book series called the Game Changer series. And there's currently six books in that series. A seventh one is coming out this year, and that has been a hot ticket for books right now. So that is definitely something that people are going after. It is rom-com sports book, and people seem to be loving that one right now.
Absolutely. I think it's airing on HBO Max, but I did not
Oh yeah,
know.
HBO Max, that's right.
Yeah, I did not know that was a book series, though, actually. I didn't know it was an adaptation. That's really interesting.
Heated Rivalry is actually the second one of the series.
Oh.
And it's the same characters in the sixth book, and then also the seventh one, which is coming out later this year.
Oh, wow. Gotcha. That's really interesting. That's a lot of new
Yeah.
information for me. Thank you.
So we have not been able to keep those books on the shelf.
I'm sure they're flying right off. And so you touched on this one, this next question a little bit earlier, but what's the best way for people to find books that they would like and stay up to date on new releases? We've heard not to judge a book by its cover, but how should we maybe judge a book on whether we'd like reading it?
I mean, people say don't judge a book by its cover, but honestly, covers sell books.
Right.
It is so true. It's honestly quite funny. But there's a few great ways to come up with books. There are, of course, there's BookTok, which, I mean, in my opinion, can be a little hit or miss. Just because somebody loves a book doesn't mean that you will, but that's probably true for all of these methods. Book lists online, going through like bestsellers, always a good option. But another great way is to walk into a local bookstore, especially the small independent bookstores, and ask for recommendations. Because trust me when I say that the booksellers want to give you their recommendations. They want you to give you things to read, and always very excited to talk about as well. So yeah, walk in. We also have lists. Us and a couple, I think, of the other local bookstores, we have reading challenge lists. So ours is like a bingo card, and there's others that are just like read books of this genre and things like that, and to give you like prompts for types of books to pick up. So those are some great ways to find new books.
And any advice you can share for those looking to stick to reading more consistently this year?
Make it yourself a sustainable goal. I mean, I know some people that have read over 100 books in a year. That is not me. I truly admire those people, but that's like more than one book a week. And for a lot of people, that is not sustainable. Set a goal of read like 20 minutes a day, or read a book a month. Join a book club, something along those lines. Just anything to get yourself like more reading more consistently. And don't get down on yourself if you like miss a day or don't re completely reach that goal. It's just something to aspire to, and you don't necessarily fail if you don't reach it. It's just something just to keep you going.
100%. And final question for you, and that's right if you don't have just one answer for it, but going off of what you said earlier about asking for recommendations from bookstore owners and employees, what would you recommend to people looking to get a new book this season?
The Game Changer series is definitely flying off the shelves. Another big ticket item right now are lesbian vampires. I mean, so we pretty much got the two bases covered. We have gay athletes, and we have lesbian vampires. I don't know what else you could need in a book. But there's some great nonfiction options out there. Nonfiction and fantasy and romance are generally our top sellers. Graphic novels as well. I mean, find a genre that works for you, and just go with it. Graphic novels are another great entry point for people that are worried about reading like a longer story, because they also have great merit for reading and for children and adults alike. It's a lot more complex language, fewer words, but more complex words. And then it also has the visual along with the auditory centers of the brain that get stimulated along with that. So yeah, the new Game Changer book that's coming out this year, that's definitely a hot ticket item. Some other books that I know of that are being adapted into movies and TV shows. There's one called Manhunt, and then also Hell Follows With Us from Andrew Joseph White. Those are both books that are horror books that are going to be turned into movies. So a lot of times, like if you look at some of your favorite shows and movies, see if they've been adapted from a book and start there. And that's a great place to entry point into reading as well.
Absolutely. And even if you don't want to reread something you've already watched an adaptation of, the author of that work probably has other things that you would enjoy as well.
Oh, 100%. And a lot of times, like the book is different than the show or the movie, so
Yes.
It won't be 100% exactly the same.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today about reading and helping people get off their screens and into a good book. I really appreciate it, and I hope you had a good time.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoy being here.
Unbothered is produced, edited, and hosted by Jason Acuna. Audio engineering by Taylor Cox and Evan Rossi. Executive producers Regan McCarthy and Lynn Hatter. And brought to you by WFSU Public Media.